From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he has narrowed down his list of potential Supreme Court nominees to five candidates, including two women, and will make his decision by July the 9th. President spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One en route to his New Jersey resort.
It is exciting, though, right? It's something from day one. I've heard outside of war and peace, of course, the most important decision you make is the selection of a Supreme Court judge, if you get it. And as you know, there have been many presidents that never got a choice. You know, they went 4 years, they went 8 years, and they never had a choice. And here we are, two already.
Mr. Trump's choice, if approved by Congress, will replace the retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Immigration advocacy groups planning hundreds of marches across the U.S. today to protest President Trump's zero-tolerance stand on illegal immigration. Lots of migrant families have been separated, and Kathy Katoquin of the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights says families need to be reunited as soon as possible.
The children will be reunited with their parents when the either criminal or immigration proceedings have been concluded, or if the parents opt for voluntary departure or withdraw their asylum request.
Around 2,000 migrant families are being detained. Somali officials say the United States has deported 84 Somalis back to their home country. In Somalia, they have been detained and will be released after security agencies debrief them. Around 275 Somalis deported from the U.S. last year. This is VOA News. United Nations